This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Jason Ritchie, the president of LivaNova North America and general manager of the company's neuromodulation business. Today he'll be talking about VNS therapy, the first and only FDA-approved device for drug-resistant epilepsy that is clinically proven safe and effective for adults and children as young as 4 years of age. VNS therapy is designed to prevent seizures before they start and stop them if they do. Mr. Ritchie, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, our pleasure as well. So tell us, for starters, what exactly is VNS therapy and how does it work?
VNS therapy is a small implantable medical device that is placed basically in the chest. It looks a lot like a pacemaker with a small little platinum lead that goes around your left cervical vagus nerve. It's designed to give intermittent stimulation to the brain. So what happens is it will give small little electrical signals to the left cervical vagus nerve, which will then travel up through the brainstem and then give widespread bilateral innervation of key limbic and cortical structures in the brain. Now, we know that these limbic and cortical structures play key roles in neurological disorders like epilepsy and depression.
VNS therapy is FDA approved to treat refractory or drug-resistant epilepsy. How common is it for people to have seizures which can't be controlled by drugs alone?
Well, typically, epilepsy affects about 1% of the patient or 1% of the population. So if you looked at the United States and there's 300 million people, that'd be about 3 million people. And most published data shows that about 1 in 3 of these patients, or roughly 33% of these patients, will have difficulty with utilizing medicine alone in order to get long-term seizure control. And these are the patients that are really the right candidates for something like vagus nerve stimulation.
And taking that a little further, who else would be a good candidate for this therapy?
In most scenarios, our labeling includes patients with complex partial seizures that are refractory to medicine, as well as children 4 years of age and older. However, we often tell patients that are struggling to get long-term seizure control to consult their physician, as VNS therapy may be an option for them. So typically, any patient that's having difficulty getting long-term seizure control or struggling with the side effects of their medicines may be a candidate, and they should consult their physician.
And as we mentioned earlier, children as young as 4 years old can now receive VNS therapy. What are the benefits of starting this treatment at a younger age?
Well, what they find with epilepsy is that it's often diagnosed very early in life, and epilepsy is a progressive disorder that worsens over time. So with the expansion of our labeling to include pediatric patients now 4 years of age and older, the advantage for the patient is the fact that we can intervene with a more aggressive treatment earlier during the course of somebody's chronic illness. And often epilepsy is known to worsen over time. And so if we can intervene early with something like vagus nerve stimulation, we often are able to help these children reach some of their key developmental milestones and really progress at a rate that would be normal, as opposed to struggling with some of the things that could set them back as they're associated with seizures.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Jason Ritchie, the president of LivaNova North America and general manager of the company's neuromodulation business, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you would, tell me about the newly released Centiva generator and next generation VNS therapy programming system, and how does the latest system improve upon past versions?
Well, we're really excited about Centiva for a lot of reasons. In addition to being smaller, smarter, and faster than previous iterations of the technology, this is the first opportunity that we have to offer, number one, a wireless connection between the wand and the programming device. And two, it's the first time that we've really been able to provide a device that's fully customizable for the patient and for the physician in order to best guide their treatment. It has features including positioning of the patient through accelerometry, guided programming, scheduled programming, and it really enables the patient and the physician to have a lot more flexibility around specifically designing the device to treat that patient and hopefully drive the best outcomes possible. The fact that it's smaller and smarter and faster, as well as being the only MRI-compatible device for patients with epilepsy, really puts it in a unique class in that we can intervene early in children 4 years of age and older, They still have access to more than 90% of all MRI scans, and it's something that can fit really, in a, from its form factor, it really fits nicely within a patient that has small body mass. So I think it's an ideal technology for intervening in children early. And if we can help these kids early in life, we think we're in a position to really help drive better outcomes long-term and help them reach these key developmental milestones.
That certainly is good news on that front. Now, more than 100,000 people have used VNS therapy, many of whom have achieved long-term seizure control. What are some of the most common comments they share about their experience here?
Well, the biggest complaint we get, believe it or not, is how long has this been available and why didn't I know about it sooner? You know, the fun thing about VNS therapy is that some of the side effect profiles are actually cognitive benefits. We see patients that get this technology that report that they're more alert, that they have enhanced mood, or that the period after the seizure improves, and so that they're able to get back to their normal routine. So being able to introduce this technology and have these key elements that really enhance a patient's overall quality of life are big drivers behind the technology itself.
Now, if you would, tell us, what are the potential side effects of VNS therapy and how do they compare to other epilepsy treatments?
Right. You know, the most common side effect with this technology is some sort of voice alteration and some hoarseness, which is typically intermittent, only happens during stimulation, and typically is mild and transient and diminishes over time. However, you know, there are other things that could be reported to include a sensation of shortness of breath or some long-term vocal cord stimulation that could prevent the patient from being able to speak in without their voice being altered. So these are things that we see that are common. In a very, very small percentage of patients, we see some form of infection, which is typically mitigated with medicine, and patients are able to continue the technology. Additional side effects are the things I mentioned before, in that patients report that they're more alert or that they have an enhanced mood. And so these are really quite stark in contrast to medicines, which often have side effects to include things like weight gain, weight loss, glaucoma, bone degeneration, liver hypertoxicity, and the most common side effect that you'll find from anticonvulsants is just this feeling of exhaustion. So, you know, they're actually quite opposite from the medicines.
And what does LivaNova have in store for the future of VNS therapy looking ahead?
You know, what we're really focused on doing is building out the tech side of MedTech. You know, what we'd like to do is to start to build out our capabilities around connectivity of our implantable electronic devices. What we want to see over time is that we are able to expand via Bluetooth Low Energy into devices that include wearables, patient apps, physician apps and portals, and data and analytical tools, so that we pivot from a stimulation therapy into a more comprehensive device so that we can take a more comprehensive approach to treating complex disorders. And we think in doing that, we're able to do a couple of things. Number one, we're able to enhance the overall experience for the patient, and they, meaning the patient and their family, take a much more active role in their disease management, while simultaneously empowering physicians to have remote capability or remote data and analytical tools so that they can treat patients from anywhere in the world through this wireless connectivity. So look for that to come in the next 12 to 24 months.
And that does sound good. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip, or anything else you'd like to share in conclusion?
No, I just want to thank you for having me. I would recommend anybody that's living with epilepsy or has a loved one that's living with epilepsy to make sure that if you're struggling with your seizures or the side effects of your medications, to reach out to an epilepsy specialty center so that you can have a comprehensive evaluation and determine if VNS therapy might be a therapeutic option for you.
And I'd say that's some sound advice. How can people who are affected by epilepsy learn more about VNS therapy?
Well, you can go to our website at vnstherapy.com, where there's full data and that you can either download for interpretation, and or there are helplines that you can call in order to speak with one of our live nurse case managers, which can direct you in the right direction.
Well, Mr. Ritchie, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you on the program. Continued success, and we really appreciate all that you're doing in the space. And thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Jason Ritchie, the president of LivaNova North America and general manager of the company's neuromodulation business. And for further details, visit VNStherapy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.